Stevens Point, I think, is a really cool place in central Wisconsin. As you said, not many people think of with golf. Certainly I didn't initially, but knowing that we've got a relatively short history with Century World and Century Insurance and the golf side of things, this being our third championship here, I think it's really exciting for us to bring another championship to the state of Wisconsin, and we're so thankful for Century World for inviting us. I think the work that the club has done over the last 3 or 4 years with the golf course, obviously with the pandemic, the work they did with the new inn, I think really sets us up to be a very nice week. Not only for the players inside the ropes, depending upon how well they play, but certainly those that have the opportunity to come out and take advantage of the championship and be spectators and attend and enjoy it, whether it's by themselves, friends, families, what have you. I think this is going to be a fantastic family event for people to come and enjoy, whether it's a 15-year-old son or daughter or a 3-year-old grandchild or 3-year-old son or daughter, I think will be a lot of fun. So I do think this is going to be a lot of fun. And I think the players in this field, while they're here to compete for a national championship, are actually a little bit more approachable. Even if it is to get an autograph or just to say hello, they generally respond unless they're having a really bad day.
Well, you know, the one thing that goes along with USGA championships is the surrounding footprint that goes with it. And being that this is one of the larger championships since it's a U.S. Open, what have you found in terms of everything that goes along, enough hotel rooms, enough restaurants, enough everything for the people that could turn out? And Wisconsin has a great history of supporting championship golf, especially with players like Steve Stricker and Jerry Kelly participating. You could have some large galleries.
And we're looking forward to that. We want to have large galleries. I do think the one thing historically with a senior open compared to a U.S. Open, a lot of the attendees are more of a regional-based ticket purchase. So they're more of a drive, a daily drive, if you will, anywhere from, you know, 50 to 60 miles away. They may want to come in for a day. So the number of hotel rooms here in the Stevens Point area, and if you go up to Wausau and Plover and the general area, I think for our needs, whether it's players, our staff, rules officials, some limited volunteers that may choose to come in from different parts of the country, even large or further distances from within the state, I think that the hotel rooms and lodging is ample here for this type of championship. Restaurants and so forth are fantastic. My few trips here, it's been nice to get out in town and to be able to experience some of those. So I do think, I'm hoping that these restaurants will see a very positive week, not only because it's the really start of the summer months for the central Wisconsin area, but having a few more people in town to create a really neat vibe in town, I think will be fantastic. So I think Stevens Point and the community in general is really well set up for this size championship. And I do think with Steve Stricker having won at Regents this weekend, it's a nice little segue into his event coming up soon and then coming right across the state to spend some time with us in the late June, early July time period.
Well, one of the things that people who come to golf championships and are going to spend a few days like to do is sometimes actually go out and get a round of golf in. And how much does it help that you have some outstanding golf properties that are less than an hour away, including Sand Valley and Lawsonia?
I think it's fantastic. Unfortunately, I've not been able to take advantage of all the great golf that Wisconsin has to offer, and in particular Sand Valley and the other local or regional courses locally. But we do see a lot of groups, whether it's a foursome of guys and girls coming that want to come play golf in the area and then go to the championship or vice versa at some point in their 2 to 3 day stay. Or, you know, companies that are entertaining on site during the week of the championship, not everybody wants to be on golf course all day. So they can go play somewhere for the first half of the day and then come to the golf course and watch, or vice versa. So I do think the number of golf courses and the fantastic golf courses in the state certainly make for a longer day and a more varied day for anybody coming to the championship.
How much does the USGA sort of study the big picture of all the different results they get? Not just attendance and ticket sales, but, you know, merchandise sales and everything, because it won't be long. It's only 2 years away. You're bringing another Open Championship to Wisconsin. The U.S. Women's Open will be down at Erin Hills. And what can you learn from this championship that might help you in your preparation for down there?
We do keep stats. We do look. Obviously, years over years change, and championship to championship is significantly different. With, you know, looking back to 2017 at the U.S. Open at Erin Hills, is a different championship than the Senior Open here at Century World. Not only because of obviously the players and the level of players, but also the community and where we are. Erin Hills, some people's opinions, I didn't work a lot on Erin Hills, but I did spend some time there, saw that as a remote location because it's 30 to 40 minutes outside of Milwaukee. Some people may think the same here in Century World. And then going back with the Women's Open at Erin Hills, I think it's probably more, we can look at Erin Hills in 17 versus the Women's Open at Erin Hills and maybe compare and contrast there. But I do think from a Senior Open perspective, we can look at a number of different areas, whether it's Salem and just in the Boston area, or in 2017, or Notre Dame in 2019, and most recently following the pandemic with Omaha kind of coming out of the pandemic for us in 21, which was drastically different than that championship there, same site in 2013. But then you can look at Saucon Valley just this past year where Patrick Harrington won in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and know that there are the demographics that buy the tickets and maybe what the ticket prices are that have been good for that particular area based on how maybe that correlates to this area. But also think that the number of people that physically show up and attend the championship, knowing that we scan every ticket that comes in, we know how many people are on site, so that we know that 75% of the tickets were utilized on a Thursday versus 95% on a Friday, or whatever the case would be. So we do have good data that we can look at and try to plan for, whether it's making sure we have enough shuttle buses on a Friday versus a Wednesday, and making sure that the concession stands are open the appropriate amount of time throughout the day, depending upon where they're on the golf course and where that is in relationship to the major entry points to the golf course. So there's a number of different metrics that you can look at, whether you're inside the ropes playing the game or outside the ropes trying to manage a major event like this.
What kind of response did you get when you put out the call for volunteers here?
They blew the roof off the off the thing. I think right now we're 2,000 plus and have an extensive wait list. So if we have any holes that we need to fill within the next 4 to 5 weeks, we've got the capability to do that. But it's been fantastic. The local volunteer base has been fantastic in supporting the championship. I'm hopeful that all of our volunteers feel like that when they're on site and taking part in the championship, that their time is well used, and that first and foremost, they enjoy doing what they're doing and what they've been trained to do. So it's really cool to see a lot of different people showing up. And even on the U.S. Senior Open side, we see names and faces that whether they've been volunteering for 4 or 5 or 6 different U.S. Senior Opens, regardless of where they may be around the country. So it's really neat to see some of those familiar names.
Finally, what would you like to tell the people that are coming here, how easy it's going to be, and everybody wants it to be easy, to get in and out of the championship venue? Are they going to have to park a long way away and ride buses, or is there close by parking where they can walk in? How is the overall operation for getting people in and out of the championship site right here at Century World?
First and foremost, we offer complimentary parking in shuttles. So while all of our general fans will be parking remotely, they're parking remotely down the street, maybe an 8 to 10 minute bus ride from University of Wisconsin Stevens Point. So following directions and going there and parking there, rather than trying to take matters into your own hand and saying, I know this neighborhood over here, I can park over here and walk in, just follow the instructions and the signage and the information you get with your tickets. Go to UWSP, park, make sure you follow the prohibited items information, which you cannot bring in. We prefer that you leave those items in your vehicle or at your home, rather than showing up at an admission gate and being told that you can't bring that item in, that portable speaker or whatever that makes noise. We don't need any of that on site, and clearly any weapons we certainly don't want regardless. Obviously that's kind of probably pretty common, and you would think that'd be the case, but just want to make sure everybody's aware of that. But we do look for a fan-friendly championship, but we want to make sure that everybody's aware of what they're allowed to bring on site, so that makes their entry into the championship that much easier and without any further delay.